Talk Live. It is yet another live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to talk to you about whatever might happen to be on your mind. You may dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com, wherein you'll find all kinds of neat features, and they're all completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts you hear that want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. And I think you may find more there for free than the other shows even charge you for. Go and find out for yourself at freetalklive.com. So to start things out tonight, Mark, you've got a piece about piracy, as they call it.
Arr!
Some might just call it sharing.
Yeah. You know, it's fun when you get to create the words. You know, I mean, for instance, if we could call politics thievery.
Yes, we could, and that would be an accurate thing to say.
Taxes, violence against your neighbor. Mm. You know, if you got to create the vocabulary with which the world operates,
the world would be a really different place.
Yeah,
I think
it certainly would. And so in this case, there. Let me read this. Let me read the story before I go espousing here. This is from fizorg.com. A $1.5 million verdict for a woman who downloaded some
songs.
Against
her, not for her,
well,
right?
Yes. That's what she got.
She received that verdict.
A judge's gavel rests atop the desk in a courtroom. A U.S. jury has ordered a Minnesota woman to pay $1.5 million for illegally downloading 24 songs in a high-profile digital piracy case. There's that word, piracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not theft on the open seas kind of piracy, but downloading songs from the internet piracy.
She didn't hurt anybody in this process, you could, I suppose, argue that the artists, the 24, let's presume they're 24 different artists, it may have been 24 of the same artist, the artists in these cases, they could claim they've been damaged. And have they?
Well, I think that there's a lot of facets to this issue. Even if you did decide that this woman stole these songs, it seems to me that $1.5 million is not a commensurate verdict. And the way a jury in the United States could possibly come up with this is beyond me. And it just goes to show the depth of the bovine ignorance of the American populace, it seems to me. Well, right. They'll just go along with what they're told.
Well, but 24 songs, what is that, a CD or two?
Well, let's say
40 bucks.
Let's say that you said it was off of 24 artists, so let's say it's one song off of 24 albums.
Yeah.
And let's say that it's the old style where they won't even sell singles to you. You got to buy the whole $10 or $15 album in order to get the one song. I mean,
500 bucks then would be
tops. That's being extraordinarily generous.
And that's presuming that I believe in intellectual property, which I don't. I think the whole idea is just, it's outdated, it's decrepit, it needs to be moved on. And I think that there are some innovators in the music industry. I think it was Trent Reznor was one of them. Who was the other group?
Portis, Radiohead.
Radiohead, yeah.
There's another band called Portishead. I don't know what they're doing.
There's been a few of the older, you know, been around for a while with the labels, bands that have just essentially kicked their labels to the curb and have gone online and have given away their albums.
Right, instead of suing their their customers,
their fans,
instead of suing the crap out of their customers, they're offering to, you know, give them the songs and then give have them pay for upgraded CDs.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a different world. This woman, whomever she is here, Jamie Thomas Rassett, is a single mother of four. That's a great thing. And by the way, they're never going to get paid for this. This is a stupid, show kind of thing. I mean, this has nothing to do with what these people are going to get paid. They're never going to get any money out of this woman.
Would they be able to take her house if she had a house?
I think they could lean against it. So if she, when she tried to sell it, then they would be able to go.
Gotcha.
But I don't think they probably. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. It's a ruling, and she's got four kids, and she's a single mom, and they decided that it was fair to charge her $62,500 for each song.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't. So these songs are darn valuable.
We
special
are
going
to send a message that we are stuck in the past, and we will do everything we can to keep you there with us.
These are the same songs she likely could have listened to on the radio for free,
maybe,
right?
Maybe.
I mean, just it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's really just an old dinosaur industry. These record companies, they don't want to change, like the newspapers. Yep. You know, they
clawing for relevance, basically.
Right. They don't want to change. They don't want to adjust their business model. This is the way it's always worked, and this is the way it should work. Darn it!
We like it this way.
And
the music industry, I'm sorry, I don't know if it's going to die, but it's certainly going to go under some extraordinarily big changes, because you can't catch enough of these single moms for $1.5 million to make this old decrepit system work. I mean, just think how many music stores are out of business. Where's Camelot Music? Where's Specs? Where's all the old stuff that I used to go to and get my Michael Jackson CDs?
Any kids listening right now are saying, Camelot, Specs?
Yeah, they have no idea what this stuff is.
Music stores.
The world has changed, people, and you need to get over it. This isn't stealing.
Well, does anybody really think it is?
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, now, does anybody listening really think
it is?
Yes,
they do.
Well, I'd love to hear from them at 800 if you believe that it's really stealing to share a song on the internet. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe we've got some old record label industry executives out there listening tonight, and they're feeling extra grumpy. They want to call in.
Well, they picked the right show.
You just clutch on to your last straws of power there as hard as you can and watch as it slips through your fingers.
Can you imagine if the blacksmith industry was somehow able to get a hold of the automotive industry and strangle the crap out of that thing, and it's in the infancy.
Yeah.
They would have loved to have done that. I mean, these are the guys that made horseshoes, and their business, where's the blacksmith? I mean, in your town, where is the blacksmith?
Somebody does make horseshoes, but
somebody,
not like they
somewhere.
Used to.
Indeed. They probably order them in from China. Mm. The world changes. It's progress. It's going to be tough for these guys. Different industries are reacting in different ways. Rock and roll's changed completely. For a country, it's changing a little slower.
So 1-800-259-9231, that's the number for you to register your thoughts on this or bring up, of course, whatever you want. Another important question in this particular matter, the woman fined $1.5 million by a jury, apparently a jury, you say?
Yes, yeah.
How did they know it was her? Did she admit it? Because she said, or it says in the story, she's got four kids.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you have an internet connection and multiple computers on that internet connection, the website or wherever it is that you're connecting to cannot recognize, from my understanding, and I'm not I'm not an IT whiz, but I know more than you do, say, Mark, about computers, right?
Yes.
The website you're connecting to only can identify the IP, the internet protocol, the address of your household, basically, your internet connection. It can't tell the difference between your laptop or your son's desktop computer. There's no way for it to know. So how did they find that it was her who was the culpable individual? Was it because the songs were on her computer at her house? How could you say for sure that it wasn't her son that put, or her daughter that put, the downloading programs and those songs there? Is it because it was Barry Manilow? How did they know that it was her?
Well, I suspect a mother of four isn't listening to Barry Manilow. It's not a mother of four living at home. There's certainly a mother of four out there that listens to Barry Manilow.
I thought the women like Barry Manilow.
What are you talking about, man?
No?
I mean, good Lord. You are such...
Who listens to Barry Manilow, then?
Older folks listen to Barry Manilow. There's some younger Barry adherents out there. I mean, Barry does have a voice for the ages, I'll admit. But he's not hitting the top 40 charts these days.
Well, if you've got four kids, you're probably not on the youngest side of young.
Four kids? People your age have four kids, Nimrod.
That's true, isn't it?
What?
It's kind of sad.
What's sad about it?
I don't know. It's a lot of kids to have at a young age.
Well, it's a shame that she's by herself doing it, but those are some decisions she decided to make for herself.
That's true.
So maybe she loves it that way. I'm sure she loves
her
children.
Do you get my point that you don't know who's... How did they know it was her? Did she open her mouth and blab it to the cops?
She may very well have been scared for her kids' sake and take the onus upon herself.
No, that's a fair thing to do. 1-800-259-9231. I just want to know, is there anybody listening, do you believe that it's stealing to share a song or a movie on the internet? 1-800-259-9231. And why? Or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Losing weight and then maintaining a healthy weight is an American obsession and one that I deal with constantly when I help my clients. The road to weight loss always needs to include exercise and a healthy diet. And one of the factors in a poor diet that people often overlook for weight loss is that a diet that lacks nutrients actually increases hunger. Getting more fiber in your diet is beneficial since fiber makes you feel full sooner and longer. Because it can be difficult to make sure you get all of your nutrients and fiber in your daily diet, Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice with the acai berry, which naturally contains fiber and protein. It also contains nutrients like 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin B12, which helps your body convert carbohydrates into energy. Acai berry juice tastes fantastic, and it's packed with a healthy combination of nutrients and fiber to help you maintain a healthy body weight. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice to help maintain your fit figure every day.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and SuperTarget locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you may enjoy the features there completely free, unlike with a lot of those other talk shows. You can get, for instance, access to our bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you are or know somebody who is a graduate student, recent graduate, or an undergraduate, There's some internships you should probably know about. Now, these are paid internships. There's a stipend, the housing assistance. There's seminars and placement for you. It's libertarianinternships.com. They have internships in whether it's public policy organizations in Washington, D.C. and around the country, and in media, in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. Sounds like something you're interested in. Go to libertarianinternships.com. There's a sign-up section there for more information, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. We're talking about the issue of piracy, so-called music piracy, which other people might call, like myself, might call sharing. Sharing ideas, sharing songs, sharing things, and it's a threat to an old system. It's a threat to the old ways of doing business with the record labels. In this case, $1.5 million awarded to record labels in a court case against a woman that has four kids, and it's just entirely outrageous. And it's completely unnecessary because things are a-changing, whether this industry likes it or not. There are right now, as we speak, millions of files being traded online, and there's no stopping it. You can shut one system down, and another one's going to come up to take its place. Maybe five more will spring up to take its place. And they've tried that. Yeah. They've tried to shut them
down. They shut down Napster.
And then they're back. They're more commercialized now,
yeah,
I think.
Selling stuff now.
But I think they just shut down LimeWire, which is another one of them. I mean, they come up and they go away, and they come up and they go away, and there's no stopping it. And artists need to get more creative with how they market themselves and how they monetize themselves. Let's get your thoughts, though, at 800-259-9231, particularly if you think it is piracy or it is stealing to share music online. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Trevor listening in Yakima to KUSA. Hello, Trevor.
Hey.
Trevor?
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's a mixed answer. I do think it's piracy. However, having worked in the industry, and I still part-time work in it now, the labels have done this to themselves. I mean, they're out there worried about margin and somebody's attorneys and accountants get involved and everything else, and they just charge way too much for the product that they're putting out there. And it's all about making a profit, which I don't mind people making a profit, but in doing so, as you see in any capitalist system in a free enterprise, them getting greedy has created this.
Well, actually, the greed in this case isn't the greed in this case is not created by the capitalist system. It's created by the intellectual property laws. They wouldn't be able to do anything about their greed in this case if it wasn't for the fact that the United States government has created out of whole cloth the idea that you own notes.
But wait a minute. If we didn't have a Microsoft, where would we be? And if that guy didn't have an incentive to be able to protect his intellectual property, we wouldn't have the things we have to make our everyday lives better, would we?
Well, how about the very inventive person that created, say, the Bible, or Beowulf, or the Epic of Gilgamesh, or all the other myriad at Mozart? We wouldn't have a Mozart. Oh, wait, Mozart wasn't able to copyright his stuff. So how in the world did we get the genius of Mozart in this world without copyright laws?
Well, he did make money from what he did, I can guarantee you that.
I don't have a problem with people making money. I have a problem with...
Hold on a minute. What incentive does anybody else have in this modern-day system to do it? Nobody.
There's all kinds of incentive. Have you been listening? There's lots of artists out there that are managing to make money in the music industry right now doing new and inventive things rather than saying, hey, we've got to... You've got to use my tax dollars.
How are they able to make money from not having a copyright on their product?
You have not been paying attention, have you? Have you been paying attention to the last decade of innovation in the area of people making money by giving things away?
Absolutely. But
there's your answer.
Hold on. Are you saying that not having any copyright laws is the best way to go, and not having any intellectual property rights is the best way to go?
Well, I think that there's a certain level of intellectual property that would be fraud. For instance, a trademark. If I were to create a can of brown bubbly soda and put Coca-Cola across the front of it, I would be lying to my customers because it wouldn't be Coca-Cola. But that's a fraud, I believe, perpetrated against the person who buys the can.
And there's a tort there, maybe, for that issue.
But generally, the
idea of copyright and the idea of patents should be wiped off the face of the earth.
Oh, see, that's where I disagree, because then you're going to discourage people.
Because you believe, sir, you disagree because you believe you can control my property, isn't that right?
No,
Yes, you do, because that's what property, that's what copyright is based on. Essentially, what you're saying is, if you are a musician, let's say you're a musician, and you put out a CD which has musical notes on it, and I take that and I memorize those notes, or I copy those notes, and I make a perfect copy of your CD with my CD burner, I've taken my property, my blank CD, and I've put as many holes in that CD as
ones
you put
and zeros.
Yeah, in your CD.
No,
you can't do that because I own that particular design of holes, right? So you can't put those holes in your CD.
You are totally missing the point. It's called the intellectual property. Now, if you take a copy of it, which I do, if I buy a CD, I copy it right away, and I preserve the CD that I bought from the store so that I always have it. Now, that is a fair use. But when you take and you try to redistribute that, and you redistribute that thousands of times to other people, that is stealing. Because that's an intellectual property.
There's a lot of levels to this. So, when I'm singing my favorite Britney Spears song while I shake my groove thing, I'm stealing from Britney Spears, right?
No. Nope.
No, I'm not?
No.
But if I'm to sing, but if I go...
Are you monetarily being paid for
you singing? This woman wasn't monetarily being paid. She was passing a song from one person to another. There was no monetary nothing involved.
Hold on.
And the fact is, it doesn't have anything to do with monetary. I'm with you. That's a different level of use. I think that there's a difference there. However, it doesn't have to do with monetary, not the laws in this country.
Well, how many times did she pass it out? That's opportunity cost. Then by her passing
there's
that
no
out
evidence in this case
people,
that she distributed this stuff to anyone. It's that she received it.
Listen, $1.5 million is crazy. It's ridiculous. Should this woman lose that kind of money? No.
Well, do you understand that you couldn't, that this is the only way that intellectual property laws will be preserved in this country is by essentially chopping the heads off of a few peasants in order to make an example of them.
If you charge this woman
$15 for each one of these songs, people would be down, nobody would be scared anymore. And there's probably not that many people that are scared now. They just take precautions.
Well, that's what they should have done. And said, okay, how many songs do you download? How many, I don't know, what did you download, 24 songs?
24 songs.
Okay, then she should pay $24 plus
fine,
whatever
I'm with you.
For.
It'll destroy the whole system.
At some point, you have to protect the copyright.
Okay, you're protecting the copyright with $10? Great.
Now, listen, but my point is that the record label has done this to themselves. Because they haven't provided a reason for people to actually buy the product.
Indeed.
They give you the CD with 10 or 12 songs on it, that's it. Everybody knows you can buy a CD for 50 cents. You can make copies. They make all these videos and everything else, and they have all this junk.
That much we certainly agree on, and I thank you for the call tonight, Trevor. More coming up with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got a lot of features, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com to get you there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds from a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page there. Their customer service is excellent. I've done this myself. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com, and it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, it's Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, Boniva, Viagra, Cialis. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
So you were right, Mark. There was somebody out there listening who thought that that downloading a song from the internet, sharing a song on the internet, is somehow a criminal act. It's somehow.
You notice he worked in the music industry.
Stealing, yeah.
You know, we haven't gotten yet, and we're bound to. Well, what if somebody took your show and distributed it for free?
Yes. What if
wait,
they
we
did
that already.
Yeah, that's fine with us. I've got no problem. In fact, that's our business model, and it works. Maybe it means that we don't make as much as we would have had we done this show 20 years ago, but then again, we never would have been able to do this show 20 years ago.
Do we really need rock stars that create a couple of good songs and never work again?
Right, the one-hit wonders.
My God, no one will be incentivized to create wonderful rock music like Total Eclipse of the Heart.
You know, it's just nonsense. The idea that you need to have a criminal gang around in order for people to be inventive, or in order for creative people to be creative. People who want to create songs and movies and wonderful entertainment for our eyes and ears are going to create that product. And those of us who appreciate that product are going to want to reward that person for creating that product, meaning that whatever venues those folks come up with to give them some sort of monetary compensation for their efforts, those of us who appreciate that their efforts will find an appropriate venue and support that. Maybe that means, for instance, clicking a donate button on their website. Maybe that means buying a t-shirt from them off their website. Maybe that means going to a concert when they're playing locally. These are three different options that have not gone away. In fact, that are two of them are brand new that that allow these artists to be compensated for their efforts. Because I don't know about you, but when I think about something, when I get a TV show, for instance, that I really enjoy, say Penn and Teller's BS, which is a great program that airs on the Showtime Network. I don't have cable. I'm not going to buy cable. I don't need cable television. I don't have time to watch cable television, but I do enjoy watching Penn and Teller's BS, so I will download that from the internet. And then when it comes out on DVD, I purchase the DVD. And I can't purchase the DVD in advance because it just doesn't work that way. They don't come out with a DVD at the same time as the shows come out. So I'm more than happy to put my money into their program. I'm more than happy to compensate them for their efforts. I just want my product delivered in the way I want it delivered. And if somebody wants to get their product delivered in a fashion that is not typical, as in not purchasing a hard disk, a CD, or going through some iTunes or some kind of official corporate front in order to purchase music, then they shouldn't have to. They should be able to get whatever they want in the ways that they think is best. And if they don't end up going and buying the CD, so what? So what? Do you want to put that person in a jail cell? Because if you don't pay fines, generally, that's where you tend to go. So is that what you want to
see?
That's
not true in civil cases. You're mistaken on that. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. You're going to ruin it, make it very difficult for somebody if they get a judgment of $1.5 million against them. I mean, what's the rest of your life going to be like if you're this woman who, for downloading 24 songs, got a $1.5 million ruling against her? She's got four kids. If she ever buys a house, she's going to have to rent for the rest of her life. She's never going to be able to buy a house, assuming she owns one already, because if she does, she's not going to get any money from the sale of it. So, she essentially can't move. I mean, it's a tough scenario.
Let's go to your phone call, see what you think. Joel is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Joel.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? Good.
Hey.
A couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
Very simply put, what is your definition of a liberal? And before you answer the question, I go back to July of 07 when Hillary Clinton was asked that same question. And she said, I would be preferred to be called a progressive. And that's something like chills for me. I'd like to know what your response to that question is.
What is your definition of a liberal?
I find these terms, progressive, progressive, liberal, conservative, all those terms to be so big that you really don't know what they mean. If I were to say I'm a conservative, that means one thing to one person and one thing to another person, and it doesn't really I don't have a definition. That's my answer for it. I think liberal is such a big, dumb word that it doesn't really have a definition anymore. But if you want what I think of when I hear the word liberal, what it translates in my mind is a socialist, a person who believes that they own you and your property and get to tell you how to live. But honestly, I think that the conservatives think that too.
Yeah, and that's the problem with these terms. I mean, in general, we can make general statements about what we might believe, but the adherents to these so-called philosophies actually don't really adhere to those general statements. So, I mean, for instance, with a liberal, you might think, well, generally they want to control your pocketbook, but they want to, you know, let you be free socially. But that's not true, because Hillary Clinton, as you mentioned there, she's one of the people that is leading the charge on regulating video game violence. So, you know, they don't care about those freedoms either. And same thing with, you know, the conservatives. You can make a statement that, oh, the conservatives, they don't want to control your pocketbook, but they want to control your social life. But we know that they want to tax people too and create government programs and expand government as well.
Yeah.
So
I'd
really, they're all just a bunch of socialists and fascists, and there's mixes between them.
A cup full of spit difference between the two of them.
So does that answer your question, Joel?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we're 100% in agreement. When I think socialism, I think progressive. I agree with you. Moving, shifting gears real quickly, Keith Olbermann, what do you think about his suspension for donating to the Democratic Party? What do you think, what's your opinion on that?
I think that if it's in NBC's contract and he signed that contract, he should have known better. I think it's a terrible thing to do. Keith Olbermann is not a journalist. If you're going to do that to your journalist, that's fine. But he's not a journalist. He's a commentator. He's a commentator like me. I've got opinions. I think that certain politicians are less disgusting than other politicians, and I don't mind giving a few bucks to them. And I don't think anybody who I don't think a free person should be punished for that.
It would be like Fox News firing Glenn Beck because he got on the air and said something nice about a Republican. I mean, every time Keith Olbermann promotes some Democratic candidate, he's essentially giving them a campaign contribution. It's not anything you can really identify as far as its value, but getting on the airwaves on national television and promoting, say, one candidate above another or one political party above another is certainly a political move that is favorable towards somebody. So I think it's pretty ludicrous what they did, and I agree with Mark. If it's in his contract, then that's the contract. What about you? What do you think, Joe?
Well, I think they benefited very much by his stance, basically an infomercial for the Democratic Party on a nightly basis.
Yeah, and that's what all the other hosts do, too. So what's the big deal, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I tend to watch Fox a little bit. Glenn Beck's pretty much out there, but O'Reilly's smart. I mean, he's an intelligent guy. And
seems like an a-hole to me. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Joel. 800-259-9231.
You don't get in those spots to not being smart. I mean,
I like the videos of O'Reilly when he thought he wasn't actually on. Like when you go, there's these KU satellites up there that are orbiting the Earth, and the television trucks and the television anchor, you know, remote vehicles basically use these satellite dishes to uplink to the satellites for their live shots. When you see the news anchor throw it to somebody, let's go to Joey on the scene. And, you know, Joey
was already being recorded. I mean, the news anchor could see him.
Right. Well, he wasn't being recorded necessarily, but he was being broadcast to the newsroom. Okay. So there are, I guess, excerpts of these feeds, these wild feeds, as they're called, of people like Bill O'Reilly and Hillary Clinton.
That's where they got the one of George Bush shooting the bird at the camera.
Yeah, George Bush, Bill Clinton, all these guys on the things that they're doing before they actually go live. You can see the makeup people coming in and how rude they are to the crew and et cetera. It's fun stuff. 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. You can talk about copyrights, intellectual property, or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Kevin Richards is having problems with his identity.
Hey, Kev. God, what now? I bet a guy out there had a credit score of 530. How low can you go?
Maybe his identity did something stupid.
Hey, wait.
Like talking to goons from Kazakhstan.
Those guys were nice.
Knowing your credit score is a good start, but Identity Guard has more. And right now, you can get 3 credit reports and 3 scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Kevin Richards is concerned about his identity.
Where have you been?
Hanging out in cyberspace? It's the new Hawaii.
What if someone got a hold of you? Like, if a criminal got caught and gave the cops you, I could lose my job.
Oh, you mean your cubicle-dwelling yes-man job?
Yes! No!
Now is not the time to risk losing your identity. It's time to get Identity Guard. And right now, you can get 3 credit reports and 3 scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
AutoZone.
The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want, just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there, all free. The main feature on the site actually allows you to control the content. Everything you see there in the main page, on the main section of the main page, the little numbers next to the stories, the items, all of that was created by listeners like you. When you're going around the web surfing and you see something that's interesting and you want to share that with our audience, you just submit it as show prep on the freetalklive.com website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy, the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've got the course. I paid for it myself, I'm happy with it. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we are talking about copyright and this $1.5 million suit, this settlement that was, I guess not really a settlement, a court case, decision by jury against a woman who's got 4 children, $1.5 million for downloading 24 songs from the internet. Some people would call that stealing. I say that it's copying and not it's sharing, and that these companies are just decrepit in their old ways, and they should be ashamed of themselves for aggressing against their customers or their potential customers, because this woman could have very well have decided to go out and purchase a CD of that very same music that she downloaded. And then she absolutely would be a customer at that point. But is she going to want to do that now?
Well, indeed.
I sure don't.
There's that issue. And I agree with you on that issue. I think, I've been converted over the years on it because I've looked at this issue deeply and studied it. But we had a caller call in who basically said, well, yeah, this is a ludicrous ruling. However, we need to have intellectual property laws. And so he felt that the woman maybe should have to pay $20 or $10 or something per song she downloaded. But, you know, if stop sign tickets were 50 cents a piece, nobody would bother. they don't bother now, but maybe stop sign tickets don't stop people at all. But these rulings have to be ludicrously large in order to prevent people from doing it. Because if you just had to pay $10 for every time you got caught downloading things, these companies can only catch maybe 1 in 100,000 people.
And how much do their lawyers cost?
Yeah.
So let's continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up, of course, whatever you want. Keith is in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith. Keith in Tampa.
Yeah, gotcha. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Keith?
I had kind of curious. Now, you just brought up the stop sign analogy and saying that they needed to have more than a 50-cent fine for stopping the stop signs. Therefore, you're saying that it's actually against the law. And then you're kind of arguing the other idea of it not being against the law to take somebody else's property. And I'm confused.
I'm a little confused as to what you're saying. Can you rephrase that?
You say it's not stealing, taking somebody else's song and sharing it or copying it on the internet.
Yeah, that's copying.
It's not stealing.
It's only stealing when somebody...
I was talking about a practical application of it.
It's only stealing when someone is deprived of whatever it is that they had. And when you copy something, the original person who had whatever it is you copied still has whatever it is that was copied. So there's no shortage. There's no shortage of supply. There's no scarcity.
A scarce resource has not been taken from you.
Right. So my thing is that if it's not stealing, then what are we teaching our kids to believe is stealing?
If somebody
comes in your house and steals a fork out of your house, it's not a big deal.
Well,
but it's
maybe
still stealing.
So when you watch a movie and you see that threat that they put up there ahead of time and says FBI warning. Now,
right.
Is the FBI paid with the money of the people who are employing them to go hunt down people who've stolen from them? Or are they paid with your and my money?
I would imagine they are.
They're paid with your and my money. So what we're teaching our kids is it's okay to steal money from your parents in order to fund the tracking down of people that might have stolen from some big company. You're teaching your kid that stealing's okay, because sharing isn't stealing, but stealing is stealing. When the FBI gets a dollar of my money, that's my money and I can't get it back. But if I share my favorite Britney Spears song with my good friend, Britney hasn't lost anything.
I understand, but
so
it's just the whole principle that if somebody didn't naturally say, here you go, here is the way to do it, as new artists are doing on MySpace and Facebook and these new websites and where they're giving the songs away for free, how is it not in some way a form of theft if they did not naturally give you permission to take
how
their
is
product?
Using the government apparatus at my expense
to enforce
whatever it is that you want, not stealing?
The government's different than private sector.
It's okay for you to steal as long as you've got a funny hat and a badge, right?
I don't necessarily consider everything that the government does stealing.
It's not everything the government does that is stealing.
Just
but
the stealing is stealing.
The stealing backs up what the government does. Everything the government does is basically backed up by stealing.
Right. So what you're teaching your kids is that big companies are more important than little people. That's what you're teaching them. And the stealing's okay. And the stealing's okay as long as it's institutionalized.
I would teach my kids that if it's not theirs, they don't take it. And they ask for it. If they don't get permission to have it, therefore they don't take it. Therefore you don't share it.
So here we go. We're back down to the idea that somehow by taking a CD that I've purchased and putting a digital version of it online for people to download and make unlimited copies from, that's somehow a crime against another person. How is that exactly?
Like I said, when somebody comes in your house and steals a fork, it's not important to you. It's just a fork. But if multiple people come in and steal item after item after item.
Well, wait a minute. You didn't answer the question.
Right. I got a set of 8 forks in my house. You steal one, I've only got 7 left.
Right, that fork is okay.
I'm going to miss that fork.
Yeah.
That's the difference between something that's real and something that's not real, okay? So if there's the Mona Lisa out there and I paint a picture of the Mona Lisa, whomever, Da Vinci hasn't lost anything. The heirs of Da Vinci haven't lost anything. And I guess I'd ask you this question. If you believe that I'm stealing from the artist when I download a song, what about old songs? What about the descendants of Mozart, for instance? Shouldn't they be getting some money? I mean, how long does does this go? Because the Sonny Bono law says it's 99 years after the death of an artist now. But I'm just wondering, at what point does it not become, what about all the old songs? What about the descendants of those people? Shouldn't they be living in the lap of luxury now because their grandpa created a very popular song?
To follow along with my side of the story, I would agree that they should have some form of compensation or possession of the rights.
You
don't believe people shouldn't have to?
Come on. You're telling me the descendants of Mozart should not have to work because their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a genius and a drunk?
Well, if I disagree, then it completely destroyed my side of the story.
Right. So what are you teaching your children?
Not to steal.
That's not stealing.
That's true.
You're teaching your children that if you come up with a good idea, then all their descendants should never have to work again. You're saying that hard work doesn't amount to crap.
Right. Only if it's a valuable product and why don't you let me determine
what's valuable or not. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
What's valuable to you?
Right. Right, exactly. Let me determine what's valuable to me, and I'll determine that the way that I think is best. And if that means I want to download something in advance and try it out and see how it is before I reward that creator of that content, then that's the way I want to do it. And who are you to say I shouldn't be able to?
You know, it's my understanding that one out of every 17 males is a descendant of Genghis Khan. I may be wrong here, but shouldn't Genghis Khan
father a lot of children?
Helmet sitting on in display at a museum. Shouldn't I be getting a big? I know I'm part Oriental. There's some kind of genetic test done on me. I know I'm partially Asian. I want my cut.
I think we should just
I'm being robbed.
We need to
I'm being robbed. These people are going to see Genghis Khan's helmet at a museum, and I'm not getting my penny and a half. I mean, this is ludicrous, people. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's only stealing if someone loses something. So right. I used to work at Kmart when I was growing up in South Florida. And I guess west coast of, is that really South Florida?
Suncoast, man.
Suncoast, yeah, Sarasota, Florida. And there was a CD section. In fact, we sold cassette tapes back then. And I would actually help the loss control guy, set up video cameras and things like that. So I was, I knew where all the looky lookouts were. You can look over the CD section. And sometimes people would come in and try to steal stuff.
Sure they would.
And when they would take those CDs, we would be out those CDs.
Yes, so those CDs no longer exist. They're inventory.
Those are gone when they are taken. However, when you have a digital file online and it is sent somewhere, somebody downloads it and another person downloads that and 1,000 people download it, the person who originally had it on their computer still has it there. They're not out anything.
I paid for music online because it's just easier to pay for it.
All right, more coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Kevin Richards is trying to protect his identity.
Kev, what is this thing?
It's your new home, buddy. You're going to be a bubble boy, so no one can steal you.
I don't want to... Hey!
See, there's even a bucket for you to sit on.
Okay, but what if I have to...
Just flip the bucket!
Not living in the real world isn't really an option. Time to get protection from Identity Guard. And right now, you can get 3 credit reports and 3 scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.